Hi, I'm Megha Shyam from personaldevelopmentisfun.com. Today I'm going to talk about productivity. You know, many of us want to be productive and we want to get a lot of really good work done, you know, by the end of the day. But many times what happens is the day just ends and you're left with that feeling, I could have gotten more done. I wish there were more than 24 hours in a day. I felt like that, you know. I've gone through my whole day and I felt, no, it wasn't completely utilized. Recently, I came up with a list of 10 productivity hacks, which have really, really helped me in the past, you know, be more productive and get the juice out of my day. Let me share these productivity hacks with you. Here's the first one. Wake up early. Well, you must have heard that again and again. You know, it's there throughout the internet, but I'm repeating it for you. If you wake up early, there's a very, very good chance that you'll have a super productive day. Whenever I have woken up early, I've had a very good day. There are many reasons why waking up early always helps. The first reason is that there's no one to disturb you. I mean, you know, you're working on an article, you're doing your own thing, and there's absolute silence. There's hardly any noise and no one's coming and saying, do this for me or can you help me in this way? Like, there's nothing else. There's just you and your work. The second thing is that you're very fresh early in the morning, just when you've woken up, maybe just when you've taken a bath, you know, or maybe when you've just brushed your teeth. Those are the times when you're really, really, you know, good to go. So yes, waking up early definitely helps, you know, in being productive. Then the next important fact that I've figured out, you know, with respect to productivity is that you need to plan your day the night before or the evening before. I've seen that whenever I don't plan my day the night before, whether it is at work, when I used to work at a job, or at home these days, I always end up feeling lazy or just about okay as the day proceeds. You see, what happens is I get distracted. If I have not planned my day, I do something that I think is important, then I do something else, then I do something else, then I do something else. And at the end of the day, I'm like, I've done a lot of things, but really, I'm still not feeling like I've achieved something. On the other hand, whenever I've planned my day one night before, I figured it out, you know, this would be my successful day tomorrow. Then I already know what I need to do, what I want to do the next day. I may end up doing something slightly different. Or maybe something radically different, but at least I have a pattern. So I'm not going randomly here, there, and everywhere. And so that contributes to your focus and the meaning that you derive out of your work. I've seen that happen many times. So yes, that's the tip number two. Plan your day the night before. The next important tip, this is one tip that I learned from Leo of Zen Habits, is that you need to finish the most important chunk of work that you have, the first thing in the morning. Don't postpone it, you know, for the end of the day or don't leave it for the afternoon. Just finish it off first thing in the morning. The thing that's the most important. For example, these days I'm working on my book, 100 Incredible Happiness Hacks. It's going to release in the next couple of days. It's going to be free, so you can definitely take a peek. Now, that is my most important task for the day these days. So the first thing I do is finish off a certain chunk of this book, 100 Incredible Happiness Hacks. And until I do that, I don't do anything else. I wouldn't be recording this podcast, for example, you know, first thing. First, I'll work on my ebook. So figure out what's important for you, what is like absolutely indispensable for the day. And do that first. Got that? That really helps. Because once you're done with that task, then you feel very relaxed and you feel very free. You already feel like you've really done what was the most important thing. So whatever else you're doing is sort of optional. It's great that you're doing it. It gives you a special feeling of satisfaction. The next productivity tip is something that's very, very important and very often neglected. Work while you work. That's the tip. You see, while we are working, we generally get distracted. There are so many distractions these days. There's social media, there's Twitter, there's Facebook, there's Google+, there's Google, There are these online games. There's just everything on this earth. So you need to work while you work. So make sure your email is off, your Facebook is off, Twitter is off, everything's gone. Nothing but the work you're doing is on. And when you're working, make sure 100% attention is on work. I'm not saying work like that, you know, 8 hours a day or all day. I'm just saying that when you're working, make sure that 100% of your attention is on the work. Understood? And that's very, very important. It comes with practice, but if you don't do this, then it doesn't matter how many hours a day you work. You'll never really feel satisfied, you know, because you'll always end up randomly taking breaks. Imagine how it would be if I were to record this podcast and not be completely in it while recording it. On one hand, I'd be recording this podcast, and on the other hand, I'd be like, okay, let me check out my Twitter. Let me check out my Facebook account. So that wouldn't do. Just work while you work. The next important productivity hack is to take conscious breaks. You see, all of us do need breaks. Just because I said, you know, no Twitter, no Facebook doesn't mean that you don't need them. You need those breaks. But you need to make them conscious to increase productivity. Fix a time, you know, or fix a task. Say, okay, I'm going to record this podcast, or okay, I'm going to finish this presentation. And after that, I'm going to take a break of 15 minutes or half an hour. Time your breaks. Make sure the breaks are very clearly defined. And then in those breaks, absolutely chill out. Do what you love in those breaks. You know, go ahead and play the game that excites you. Or, you know, talk to your best friend. Do whatever that you really, really enjoy doing in those breaks. Don't waste those breaks, you know, just talking to a coworker and just not even realizing that you've got your break. Of course, talk to a coworker if you really feel like talking to one. So make those breaks conscious, bring them into your awareness, fix a time for those breaks, and make sure you do something you really enjoy in those breaks. The next tip is to make work fun. You see, it's not easy to work every day, because even if you enjoy your work, even then, sometimes you do get bored. You're like, no, I want to just relax and do nothing. And everyone feels that way. Like, even the people who say they found their passion. Like, you just have those days, or you just have those times in the day. Make work fun, you know, at those times. For example, I do something interesting. I give myself points for working. When I used to freelance, you know, some weeks ago, what I used to do was, I used to give myself 8 points for each slide of the presentation I'd made. Now, that would help me, because I'd be like, oh, can I just get more points in 1 hour this time than I got last time? You know, that competitive streak in me got stretched. Similarly, what you can do is, you time yourself, you know, you can say, in 1 hour, how much can I get done? Then challenge yourself. Maybe you can also give yourself points for, you know, a certain quantity of work, and you can say, how many points can I accumulate in 1 hour? So create something fun like that. For someone who's writing, you know, you can use different colors to write, or you can make sure that you're writing something in a style that's absolutely different from the style that you normally use. So do something different, try to make it fun. That always helps. Then the next productivity tip, do a lot of work that excites you. Right now I'm talking to you, and honestly, I'm very, very excited. Like, I'm liking this, you know, talking to you about productivity. Do a lot of work that really makes you happy in the long run. Now, obviously, you might be thinking, like, I'm already stuck in a job, you know, and okay, I can be more productive, but how do I just change the work? I don't choose the work. My boss chooses the work I do, you know, stuff like that. But in the long run, you cannot be productive if you don't do a lot of work that excites you. Like, you know, you can use a lot of productivity tips, and maybe you'll be very productive for the next 10 days. But then if you're not happy, if you're not excited, if you're not just about jumping to do that work at least 50% of the time, well, in the long run, you'll just give up. No matter what you do, you'll just always find Facebook to be more interesting. Your work should be such, you know, that you find it to be more interesting than the news, than Facebook, than reading, you know, an amazing fantasy novel. Better than all of that. The work should be so exciting. So if you're currently stuck in a job, you know, where you're not at all, you know, excited about the work you do, then yeah, at least try to look for a more enjoyable job. I'm not saying just shift overnight, quit your job, rock the world. Well, look for a new job. Just start searching. Because eventually you cannot be productive if you don't enjoy your work. It's as simple as that. You'll always fall back into habits that are more comforting. All of us want to, you know, do something we like. So if not being productive is doing something we like, well, we'll start doing that eventually. Then there's this next productivity tip. Set a time limit. Now, this is something amazing, you know, and it really helped me. Generally, we think that the more hours we work, the more we'll get done, isn't it? But a very interesting way to increase productivity is to limit the number of hours that you work. For example, you can say, I'll work only till 6 p.m. and that's that. Now, because you say that you'll work only till 6 p.m., you'll get a lot more work done till 6 p.m. Understood? Similarly, if you say that, you know, I'll work for only 5 intense focused hours a day, just 5, not more than that, then you'll get a lot of work done in those 5 hours. And you'll not waste your time because you'll know that if I don't work in these 5 hours, I'm not going to work after that either. You know, or if I don't get work done till 6 p.m., I'm not going to work after that either. So fix your hours, you know, or fix your time and say, I won't work after this. That will not only help you with work-life balance, not only will it give you more time for relationships and, you know, other nice activities, it will also make you work while you work. The second last productivity tip of the day is, again, something that many of us just don't follow. Check your email consciously. This means fix a number of times, you know, to check email. It's like, okay, I'll check email once a day or twice a day. More than that is anyway definitely not productive at all. And when you do check your email once a day or twice a day, make sure that you do that consciously. You know, don't check email because you're bored. Don't check email because you're not enjoying your work. Check it consciously when you choose to check it. So you can even fix time for checking email. You can say, okay, I'm going to check email once, say, at 11 a.m. and I'm going to check email the second time at, say, 7 p.m. or 5 p.m., whatever. Or even better, I'm going to check email at the end of my day. Try not to check your email at the start of the day. Try to finish your most important task at the beginning of the day. You know, otherwise you might just end up getting lost in doing things which your email is telling you about. And what is email? Things that other people are telling you about, isn't it? So to make your day more productive, make your email checking conscious. Fix the number of times you're checking email. Again, even limit the time you give to email, say half an hour a day, something like that. And make sure the number of times you check email is either 1 or 2. Here's an interesting lesson, you know, I can condense this email point in one single line. There is nothing so urgent sent via email that you cannot attend to later. Focus and finish your work. You can check mail at the end of the day. I think that's a great quote, and remember that. Yet another productivity tip, this is today's last productivity tip, is to keep journaling about how to be productive. You see, I've told you some good productivity points, but every person is different. You need to figure out what makes you productive, and you can't just figure that out in one day. You can't just write down, okay, this makes me productive, so let me do this. There are always, you know, new things coming up. Sometimes you practice everything and you're like, but I'm still not productive. I've still ended up wasting my day. So journal about your own problems. See, if you have a bad day, go home, open this Word document or take out a piece of paper and write down what went wrong today. How can I improve tomorrow? Do that for the next 10 days. Keep journaling, keep writing about how you can make your day better. How can you be more happy and productive at the same time every day? And figure that out for yourself, you know? Like, okay, my tips are useful, but write down what has not worked for you today. Write down what you can do differently tomorrow. That definitely will help you. So those are some really cool productivity tips that should definitely be able to, you know, to help you. All the best to you. Hope you're super productive and super happy today, tomorrow, and in all the coming days. I'll be back soon with another podcast. Bye. Have a happy and exciting and productive day.